This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. France is to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and eight other cities in step with restrictions across the continent. With over 1 million coronavirus deaths and nearly 40 million cases worldwide, regions like Europe that suppressed the first outbreak are again facing tough choices on how to control a new wave without economically destructive national lockdowns. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The fighting in the region raises threats of a wider escalation. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Russian attempt to broker a ceasefire, just outbreak of hostilities over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in more than a quarter century, has failed to get any traction, with rivals Azerbaijan and Armenia trading blame for new attacks. The failure of the truce that was supposed to begin Saturday reflects the uncompromising position of the two South Caucasus nations that have stymied decades of diplomatic efforts. The escalation of fighting raises the spectre of a wider conflict that could draw in Russia and Turkey and threaten Caspian Sea energy exports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Longtime foes Lebanon and Israel launched unprecedented talks Wednesday over their disputed sea border in a brief meeting which the lead Lebanese negotiator described as the first step on a 1,000-mile journey. The talks were mediated by the United States. This is VOA News.